You can tell the story, Lisa.
Hi, my name is Lisa Kern, and I'm a school nurse by trade. I'm actually a supervisor of school nurses for a relatively large county in Florida. And probably one of the most important stories that I have to share with you today is the story about a school nurse in my county. Her name is Amy. So Amy's story goes like this. One day, Amy is in her busy school clinic. She is working together with her unlicensed assistive personnel who are taking care of a room full of students that have various needs. A call comes over the radio, and Nurse Amy is asked to come out to the PE field. She tries to complete her work. And makes her way out to the field. While she's walking out to the field, she gets another announcement on the radio that tells her that a student is unconscious. She starts to run. On the radio, she activates the cardiac emergency response team, and others come to respond together with Amy. They find the student unconscious on the field. He is turning blue, cyanotic. She turns him over and begins CPR. She gets through several rounds of CPR. The AED is applied and a shock is delivered. CPR is continued and eventually the student resumes breathing and pulse. And on that day, a life is saved. That student went on to be identified as having a significant cardiac condition, which required the placement of an ICD, and he is doing really well today. That is one example of how school nurses save lives every day.
Lisa, I found you on Twitter, and I found you after reading a number of tweets on this past Saturday with the March for Our Lives students from all over the country. And one of your tweets, if I may read, stated, "If Americans really cared about having the personnel in schools to address mental health needs, then schools would be adequately staffed with the professionals whose students need to be healthy and do their best. We need school nurses all day, every day, in every school." What does it look like in schools today and the availability of school nurses? You can speak about Florida, but if you have national information, please share that.
So it looks very different from state to state. There are some states that are up in the northeast part of our nation where they do have a nurse in every school. In the state of Massachusetts, we have master's-prepared school nurses that are supporting students every day. In some instances, there are more than one professional registered school nurse in every school. In other states, such as Florida, which is the state that I come from, I was looking at the report from the state puts out a report that's available on the Florida Department of Health website that details the ratio of school nurses to students, and for last year it was one nurse for every 2,300 students approximately. And so that means that on average in the state of Florida, every school nurse has at least three schools. There are some that I have spoken to across the state that are assigned to five or six schools. The work that a school nurse does is pretty significant, and is I believe I've been in the field for quite a while, close to 30 years, and the work has changed and the work has intensified. We have more students coming to school every day with chronic health conditions like asthma, diabetes, life-threatening allergies that require us to train unlicensed folks to administer epinephrine. We have students with diabetes that require insulin administration during the school day. And we have students with seizures and heart conditions like the one that I described earlier, some that are identified and some that are not. We also have medically fragile students that attend our schools, students with tracheostomies that require tube feedings, that are wheelchair-bound, some with intellectual disabilities, and others with behavioral and mental health conditions that need our support as well. So we have a lot of intensive health supports that are required on our school campuses, and frankly, we don't have enough qualified staff to keep students safe every day. And that is one of the reasons for that particular tweet, is to underscore the importance of school nurses within the school setting, not just for physical health needs, but also to support the mental health needs of students.
The data you shared in the regarding the state of Florida and the ratio of one school nurse for over 2,000 students means that nurse is driving several miles between schools. Yeah. And is this reflected as only in Florida, or are there some national concerns as well by school nurses in other states?
That occurs across the nation, especially in rural areas of the United States. School nurses are driving from school to school. I believe that I was speaking to a nurse. I cannot remember the location, but she was describing in a very interesting setting where there was a road, and when the road, when it became too difficult to travel on that road, that she couldn't get through to the school on the other side of the mountain. And the only way that she could communicate with that school was through telephone.
Knowing the role of the school nurse as a public health nurse, and focusing our next few moments, if you would allow me to, on the issue of violence and the issue of the role that school nurses play, their vital role in violence intervention and violence prevention, is something I'd like you to talk about as both a member of the Board of Directors and the Executive Committee of the National Association of School Nurses. I have read your policy statement on gun violence, and the title is Common Sense Solutions Needed to Keep Students Safe, School Violence, the Role of the School Nurse in Prevention. I know it's a recent policy statement, and I would like you to reflect on that.
Can you give me just a second?
Yep. Well, and while you're doing that, I want to say, as a public health nurse, I believe that we are in agreement that violence is a public health issue. And I know that the coalition that the National Association of School Nurses has aligned itself with includes the Public Health Association of America, that has also become quite vocal around the issue of violence in schools, and particularly gun violence. Are you looking for your link to the...
Yes, Barbara.
Sorry. Yeah, that's okay. We can edit this out. Not to worry.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I have the link. Do you want me to send it to you?
No. I got it.
Okay.
So are you able to repeat that one more time for
Surely.
Me?
Surely. Let's start from the top. No. You're helping me. As a member of the Executive Committee and on the Board of Directors of the National Association of School Nurses, recently have put out a policy statement on gun violence. And the title is Common Sense Solutions Needed to Keep Students Safe, School Violence and the Role of the School Nurse in Prevention. Will you tell us about some of the key points of that policy?
So the role of the school nurse, with regard to the issues of violence in schools, our job and our role specifically is to keep students safe within the school environment, to promote health, and to advance academic performance. When there is violence in schools, it impacts a student's ability to engage with the academic environment. These recent acts, like the ones in Florida, I think directly impact that student's ability to, the ones that have been, the ones that you see on TV, the ones that have been so vocal, those that have been left behind, are advocating for this so intensely because they feel threatened within their school environment right now as a result of that act that happened. The trauma that they have experienced will be with them for the rest of their lives. And I think that we have to focus on common sense solutions related to gun safety, that it's time for that to happen across our nation. And this impacts not only students in school, but it also impacts the young people and students in their communities. So it's an issue that is far-reaching in terms of the effect that it has overall on the health and well-being of our communities at large. I think that NASN has joined with voices from many organizations who care about kids and who want to keep kids safe. I believe, signed on to a statement from the American Public Health Association and the American Academy of Nursing, requesting Congress to work in a bipartisan way. And I hope, it's my hope that that is something that can be done. Living with violence every day and the threat of violence every day within a school setting has a significant impact on the health and well-being of students. And we do have a policy statement on the school nurse's role specifically as related to school violence, which provides more information for those that are interested.
And I would recommend people to their site to look at this policy statement. We have just about a minute and a half left, and I wondered if you can just comment on, there are kids now in high school who have been doing active shooter lockdown drills their entire childhood. A recent article in The Atlantic magazine looked at the psychological effects of active shooter drills on kids. And what the article said is, surprisingly, there's not a lot of research that's been done on the impact on our children's health. And I'm wondering, have you seen any of that or any of the school nurses reporting to you of how to deal with the psychological implications of these active shooter lockdown drills in schools throughout our country?
So I believe that that is definitely something that students are impacted by. You hear them. They share it when you go into schools. When you're involved as a school nurse in an active shooter drill, which we have here in the county that I work in, during an active threat event, sometimes, whether it's a real event or whether it's one that's of a drill, the nature of a drill, students are impacted. Especially the thing that I think about the most are students with disabilities. You know, what happens, what goes through their mind when they're faced with a choice of figuring out where a safe place is for them, who's going to provide assistance to them, and how are they going to get to a safe place when they're impacted by their mobility, I should say. So I think these students are the ones that we're seeing every day on social media. Some the millennials in general, those are the kids that have been affected since Columbine with these kinds of events and have been have experienced being part of active shooter drills. Now that an event like this has happened in Florida, I think it has increased the fear and the trepidation that students experience when we're doing drills. I, for a period of time after that Valentine's Day, we suspended drills in our county, and I know a lot of other schools in Florida across the state did that as well. It was just too raw for everyone to be involved in that. I think that we are resuming them again, and I think that as we experience these events, we need to really lend an ear to our students to debrief and talk about feelings after these kinds of events. I wish we didn't have to do them, but until we can work together to come up with common sense solutions for gun safety that'll keep kids in school safe, I think that we're going to have to continue to utilize these measures to keep our students safe in school. The other side of gun violence in schools is the aftermath. And I think it's important for everyone to realize that we need trained staff in schools to deal with emergencies that occur, not only cardiac emergency response, but also training in first aid. We have school nurses are responsible for training unlicensed staff in schools to respond to these emergencies, and it's the school nurse that typically is the first responder on a school campus. When those kinds of events occur, it's important also for school nurses to have information about there is something called Stop the Bleed, where we are learning how to place tourniquets on when we have mass casualty events like the one that occurred in Parkland, that those are some of the measures that we can take to save lives. I think it's important for everyone to understand, like, what's happening in a school after a crisis event like that occurs, whether it's applying a tourniquet or speaking with a student who's hysterical, crying, providing emotional support to those students in the aftermath of the violence is another important aspect of what a school nurse does. Many school nurses have training in mental health first aid. They have training in first aid, CPR, and Stop the Bleed. And all of those kinds of resources are very important for schools to have. Not every school has that in place. And I think it is another reason why we need a school nurse in every school.
Given the statistics in the state of Florida that you quoted, knowing that one nurse may be covering 5 geographical locations in one day, mm-hmm. and also knowing that in the aftermath of the most recent tragic killings in Florida, where trauma surgeons have written about their ability or inability to save lives using the kind of weapons that are being used, is this asking school nurses to be able to do something that in a trauma center with trained trauma surgeons who can't save the lives a difficult spot to put these nurses in?
So we have not only mass casualty related to shootings, but here in Florida we also have mass casualty related to hurricanes. And so whenever we have events like this, it's important for school nurses to be armed with the knowledge and the training to be able to intervene in the moment from a community standpoint. And they do act as if a first responder does. We have the National Association of School Nurses offers something called School Emergency Triage Training, which is a very intensive training that's available to school nurses that teaches them how to triage patients in a mass casualty setting, keeping in mind that they may be involved in a community event or they may be involved in a school event. But in any case, we also prepare from the standpoint of evacuations when events like this happen, and we have to be schools have to be evacuated to alternate locations. We have to have the tools to be able to assist many people who may be in limbo for hours at a time, students and staff who may be in need of support. I think in those kinds of situations, we are the ones that folks in school settings turn to, mm-hmm. because we are the only medical expert on a campus. And in those kinds of events, it becomes very challenging, and we do the best that we can to provide support to those that are in need.
I want to repeat something that you quoted on Twitter. Lisa Kern is on the Executive Committee and Board of Directors at the National Association of School Nurses, and I quote, "We need school nurses all day, every day, in every school." Thank you, Ms. Kern, for joining me today.
Thank you, Barbara.